It is incredible to look back and realize that the explosive artificial intelligence revolution we are all living through almost came to a crashing halt.
Yeah, it really almost hit a brick wall.
Right. And I'm not talking about a software limitation, a lack of clean training data, or, some unforeseen algorithm failure.
Nothing like that at all.
The entire trillion parameter AI boom was on the verge of choking to death simply because the physical copper wiring inside our computers mathematically could not handle the sheer volume of data being shoved through it.
It's a staggering reality to consider.
Welcome to today's deep dive. If you are joining us right now, just consider yourself the third partner in the room as we untangle a story that sounds like science fiction but is happening right beneath our feet.
Exactly. And today our mission is to uncover the hidden, desperate hardware metamorphosis that is keeping the modern AI industry alive.
We are pulling our insights from a fascinating and deeply technical architectural analysis titled PCIe 6.0 and CXL 3.2 Architecture for the AI Epoch.
It is a critical mission because we really have to establish exactly where we are sitting today. Right now, in the spring of 2026, the entire global data center ecosystem is in a state of frantic migration.
Frantic is the perfect word for it.
What is happening inside these multi-billion dollar facilities is an incredibly expensive, entirely forced survival tactic. The industry is ripping out the old foundations of computing to install something radically different, just to keep the lights on for these massive AI models.
We essentially hit a wall where the software outpaced the physical limitations of the hardware it runs on.
Precisely.
Okay, let's unpack this because the timeline here is wild. Let us rewind just a tiny bit to late 2024 and early 2025.
That really wasn't that long ago.
Right. Back then, the enterprise world rolled out PCIe 5.0. That is the physical bus routing on a motherboard.
The central highway that data travels on.
Yeah, the highway. And Gen 5 gave us 32 gigatransfers per second. At the time, if you looked at the trade publications, everyone patted themselves on the back and assumed this raw bandwidth would easily satisfy our hyperscale servers for the rest of the decade.
Historically, an upgrade like that gives engineers a comfortable 5 to 7 year runway.
But that assumption didn't even last 18 months.
No. They drastically underestimated the ferocity of large language models.
I mean, when the industry started routinely crossing the 1 trillion parameter threshold, the elite silicon architects at places like NVIDIA, AMD, and Broadcom collided headfirst with an immutable law of physics.
The data appetite of modern flagship GPUs, particularly NVIDIA's Blackwell lineage, became a severe physical bottleneck.
And as the source notes, that Blackwell lineage recently had its export dynamics destabilize certain Asian tech sectors.
Which just shows the scale we're talking about. Architects always assumed the processing cores would be the bottleneck. Instead, the processors were so fast they were starved for data.
The source has this detail that really illustrates the crisis. These elite AI processors are so potent that during the heavy loading stages of massive foundation models, they can saturate 100% of a server motherboard's available PCIe 5.0 lanes in a mere fraction of a single second.
Just think about that. A fraction of a second, and the entire data highway is in total gridlock.
It is a fatal chokehold. So the industry had to pivot hard to PCIe 6.0. But my understanding is they couldn't just turn the dial up on the old technology. They couldn't just build a faster highway.
No, they couldn't. For over two decades, from the very first PCIe standard all the way to Gen 5, the industry relied on a digital signal encoding method called NRZ, or non-return to zero.
So we had basically reached the physical limits of traditional NRZ binary signaling.
You simply cannot push a standard high-low voltage wave any faster over standard copper wiring. The fundamental laws of electromagnetism step in.
Right, if you pump the frequency higher, it triggers something called insertion loss and signal degradation.
The physical frequency wave just tears itself apart and dissolves before it even reaches the other side of the motherboard.
The physics literally destroy the data.
Exactly. So the engineers at the PCIC consortium executed this radical pivot. They threw the old NRZ method into the computing dustbin and brought in something called PM4.
Pulse Amplitude Modulation 4 level. Let me try to translate this shift. Instead of trying to force delivery trucks to drive twice as fast down the highway,
which causes them to crash and burn.
Right. PM4 just changes the trucks into double-decker buses. It is the exact same speed, but you are carrying twice the cargo.
That is a highly effective way to visualize it. Moving from binary speed to signal density is a complete shift in how silicon scales.
Instead of two basic voltage levels, the PM4 topology utilizes four distinct voltage levels.
The system reads them sequentially as 00, 0, 1, 10, and 11.
This means that with every single fluctuation of the internal signal wave, every single clock cycle, the hardware is transmitting two independent bits of data per lane instead of one.
And the result is what really matters here. By doing this, PCIe 6.0 achieved 128 gigabytes per second of raw bandwidth on a standard by 16 slot.
And the real miracle, they did it without increasing the underlying physical frequency of the wave. The environment didn't become more hostile, they just compressed the data using pure logic to beat the physical limitations of electrical resistance.
What's fascinating here is the severe toll this takes behind the scenes. In the world of elite silicon engineering, a leap like that is never free.
There's always a cost.
Always. When you aggressively wedge four precise voltage states into the exact same microscopic electrical envelope that used to only hold two, the distance between those voltage levels shrinks drastically.
Engineers refer to this as the shrinking of the signal eye diagram.
Because everything is so densely packed, the transmitting signals become incredibly fragile. The slightest bit of ambient electromagnetic interference or background noise can ruin the signal.
The native bit error rate skyrockets.
Left alone, the receiving processor would constantly read the incoming data incorrectly.
And if your multi-million-dollar AI cluster is hallucinating bad data because of background noise, the whole system collapses.
Completely.
So the source mentions the engineers built a mathematical shield called forward error correction, or FEC. I know what error correction is conceptually, but how does this actually save the motherboard from buckling under all those signal errors?
It is an elegant workaround.
Mm-hmm.
Before the data is even sent, the transmitter bundles dense algebraic recovery codes right alongside the actual payload.
Okay.
When the signal inevitably gets bruised while traveling across the motherboard, the receiving GPU doesn't bother stopping the whole process to ask for a slow resend.
Because that would kill the speed.
Right. Instead, it uses those bundled algebraic formulas to instantly guess and perfectly rebuild the ruined bits in fractions of a nanosecond. It repairs the data on the fly.
That is brilliant. Yeah. But even FEC has its limits across longer physical distances inside a massive server rack.
Which brings us to a component the source spends a lot of time on, data retimers.
Because successfully pushing 64 gigatransfers per second across densely packed server chassis is mathematically grueling.
This limitation handed a functional monopoly to elite semiconductor design firms like Astera Labs and Microchip Technology, who are generating astronomical revenues right now in 2026.
They exclusively manufacture these hyper-specialized 3-nanometer and 5-nanometer retimer chips. Think of these retimers as digital toll booths bolted halfway down the interconnect cables.
The digital toll booth is an apt comparison. The heavy PM4 signal stumbles into that toll booth, severely distorted and full of RF noise from the journey.
The retimer intercepts it.
It violently cleanses the chaotic waveform using deep digital signal processing, strips away the background noise, and then perfectly regenerates a crystal clear signal.
It basically hands the data a fresh cup of coffee and shoves it forward at full original strength.
Without these silicon middlemen, modern distributed AI servers simply could not function.
And that concept of distributed servers is exactly where this hardware revolution steps out of the motherboard and changes the entire data center.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to talk about the CXL 3.2 standard and the epidemic of stranded memory.
For decades, traditional enterprise servers utilized direct attached storage topologies.
This means every individual central processing unit rigidly held its own exclusive array of random access memory.
Right. Isolated RAM. This was a massive corporate money drain. It is like having a roommate who hoards three refrigerators full of groceries while you are starving, but they refuse to let you have a single apple just in case they get hungry next week.
That is exactly how the architecture worked. Say you have processor node alpha, and it suddenly needs a huge injection of memory to compile an algorithm, but its local RAM is 100% full.
Right next to it, across the server rack, processor node beta is sitting there doing nothing with all its RAM completely vacant.
Under the old system, alpha could not borrow beta's idle RAM.
So data centers were wasting billions of dollars endlessly buying heavily overpriced RAM just to sit idle as an insurance buffer.
It was a catastrophic financial bleed. But the massive rollout of the CXL 3.2 specification fundamentally eliminates that limitation. CXL natively rides directly on the physical copper traces of the PCIe 6.0 network, but its real mission is memory disaggregation.
Memory disaggregation.
Utilizing ultra-dense CXL switches located at the core of these data centers, the localized isolated RAM, spanning dozens of entirely separate physical server racks, is logically dissolved.
It unifies into one colossal continuous memory pool.
Precisely.
Let me play devil's advocate here for a second for you listening. I understand the concept of unifying the memory, but if you were telling me an insanely expensive NVIDIA AI accelerator in Rack A is suddenly fetching 1.5 terabytes of memory from Rack D, which is physically located 50 feet away in the data center,
yes.
Doesn't that physical distance introduce latency that defeats the whole purpose of high-speed AI processing?
That is exactly why this couldn't happen until PCI 6.0 arrived. The PM4 signaling and those data retimers we discussed pushed the data so incredibly fast that the latency is negligible.
We are talking about near-invisible nanosecond delays.
The system seamlessly reaches over to Rack D, grabs that idle memory, and allocates it directly to the GPU in Rack A.
The GPU is perfectly tricked into believing that distant memory is physically soldered onto its own local circuit board.
It completely shatters the old physical boundaries of what constitutes a single computer.
That is a profound shift. We stopped building individual servers and just started building one giant room-sized computer. But we have to acknowledge the physical fallout this transition is inflicting on the facilities themselves.
The heat.
Pushing 64 gigatransfers per second across thin copper traces actively transforms the primary circuit boards into intensely hot thermal radiators.
The processors might be smaller, but the heavy electrical currents, the retimers, the CXL switches, and the FEC calculation units are continuously generating massive thermal radiation.
The thermal density has reached a tipping point.
Traditional forced air cooling fans, the deafening roar we are all used to hearing in server rooms, are now entirely obsolete for these top-tier racks.
The source states that overnight, the massive adoption of PCIe Gen 6 forced data centers to standardize direct-to-chip liquid cooling, or DLC, and immersion cooling.
I want you to picture what this actually looks like in a modern server room, because it's wild. They aren't just snapping on a bigger fan.
DLC requires industrial plumbing retrofitted into the server racks. They are running cold plates directly over the silicon, pumping engineered coolants through the system.
And with immersion cooling, they are literally submerging the entire hardware chassis into vats of specialized fluorocarbon fluids just to keep the chips from melting down.
The structural weight of all that fluid is actually forcing companies to reinforce the literal concrete floors of their buildings. And the heat isn't the only thing destroying the old ways. The cheap copper cable is practically dead.
From an engineering perspective, standard, deeply cheap, passive copper cables that used to run massive lengths between server racks have spectacularly failed.
They physically cannot support the extreme attenuation requirements of the new PAM4 signal wave without irrevocably destroying the data over long distances.
So practically all long-run interconnects within the modern data center are being ripped out.
And they are replacing them with insanely expensive optical cables, or AOCs.
They are physically translating the electrical signals into light using integrated lasers at each terminal.
Plus, to stop signal crosstalk, which is when dense signals bleed over and corrupt each other on the board, they are demanding advanced motherboards meticulously engineered with aerospace-grade carbon fiber weaves.
When you add up the lasers, the carbon fiber, the industrial liquid cooling plumbing, and the retimers, the base price of a bare metal server unit has spiked by 20 to 30% compared to older Gen 5 setups.
This creates a brutal economic reality.
This massive spike in required structural capital dictates that only the wealthiest entities on the planet can afford to play this game.
We are looking at trillion-dollar Silicon Valley clouds, massive sovereign wealth funds, and Saudi Arabian mega developments like NEOM.
They are the only ones with the immense financial firepower to stockpile and deploy these matrices on a global scale.
But pouring all that money into these massive exposed light-speed networks creates a massive vulnerability, doesn't it?
This raises an important question regarding security. As data centers rapidly shift into this heavily disaggregated framework where memory is shared across a unified pool, a profoundly lethal new attack vector opens up.
Because hypersensitive system memory data is now constantly flowing rapidly across wide, exposed physical cables connecting completely distinct, physically separated server chassis.
A highly sophisticated malicious actor or a corporate espionage unit could theoretically intercept these massive data flows practically unnoticed by physically wiretapping the interconnects between the racks.
It sounds like a total security nightmare. You have proprietary AI training data just flying through exposed cables.
But the PCI-SIG engineers saw this coming.
The source outlined outlines their brutal security solution, IDE, or Integrity and Data Encryption, it is baked right into the core foundation of the PCIe 6.0 and CXL hardware.
Every single payload traversing these server racks is encrypted in transit using AES GCM 2556-bit cryptography.
And for context, that is essentially the same unbreakable cryptographic standard used by global intelligence agencies, but applied instantaneously at the hardware level.
They do this with near zero latency. It is an uncompromising mathematical lock.
Even if a spy team physically breached a government-grade data center and clamped sniffing hardware directly onto the cables, the stolen data is completely mathematically useless.
It is just encrypted noise.
It has to be that secure because the financial stakes are astronomical. Wall Street analysts scrutinizing the tech sector in 2026 have completely rewired how they define return on investment.
They are pivoting away from just looking at software production and are laser-focused on raw compute infrastructure tonnage.
If an enterprise deploys a deeply integrated PCIe Gen 6 server array, they can mathematically guarantee a monumental reduction in AI model training time.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean? Well, the source breaks it down with a final verdict from the tech and engineering desk. If you are an elite PC gamer, building a rig right now, staring longingly at the latest RTX 5090 graphics card, the value proposition of this PCIe 6.0 technology is a flat 1 out of 10.
The Gen 4 and Gen 5 systems are plenty fast enough for consumer tech, and dropping cash on Gen 6 for home use right now is, frankly, a laughable waste of money.
The games simply cannot saturate the older bandwidth.
But if you are a Wall Street analyst evaluating a global cloud platform or an AI supercluster,
this technology is a 10 out of 10 critical necessity. The financial sector is actively punishing any cloud provider stubbornly clinging to outdated Gen 5 architecture because they are fundamentally non-competitive.
With Gen 6, they're slashing incredibly expensive computing cycles from several grueling weeks down to a mere handful of days.
That is the ultimate takeaway here.
When we synthesize all this information, the profound realization is that this is never just a routine TikTok evolutionary hardware upgrade operating in line with Moore's Law.
It was a desperate hardware rescue mission.
The global silicon industry hit a physical wall with traditional signaling, collectively conceded that standard copper couldn't take any more frequency, and had to completely rewrite the electrical language of computers to save the AI epoch from suffocating.
It is incredible to think about. The classical server box, that steel container holding tightly packed localized components that we've relied on for decades, is completely dead.
Through dense PM4 streams and the brilliant illusion of CXL dynamic memory pools, it has metamorphosed into a globally massive, interconnected, entirely dispersed digital brain physically spanning across vast expanses of data center floors.
They are seamlessly transferring unimaginable torrents of critical data deeply beneath the surface.
It forces us to fundamentally redefine what a computer even is at this point.
It is no longer a localized machine you can point to. It is a sprawling, unified nervous system of liquid cooling, lasers, and quantum-level signal correction, all acting in unison.
Exactly.
And that leaves us with one final, deeply provocative thought to ponder as we wrap up today's deep dive.
What happens next?
If we have successfully tricked distant server racks into acting like a single unified brain by pushing electricity and light to their absolute quantum limits just to survive this trillion parameter era, what happens when the literal speed of light traveling across those advanced fiber optic cables becomes the next fatal bottleneck?
When we can no longer squeeze another drop of efficiency out of silicon and photons, will the data centers of the 2030s have to abandon traditional computing entirely?
Will we be forced to look toward quantum entanglement or perhaps even biological nervous systems just to keep up with the insatiable race for artificial general intelligence?
It really makes you wonder how long this hardware band-aid can hold.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Stay curious, keep looking beneath the surface, and always keep questioning the world around you.